Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Mario Ritter. This week on our program, we play some new music from the Dave Matthews Band and answer a question about the term yellow journalism. But first, we report on a website for art lovers. ArtBabble.org is a website filled with hundreds of videos about art, artists, and museums. It permits viewers to experience the life of museums in many different forms. Museums and galleries from around the United States have placed their videos on this website to help connect viewers with the world of art. Barbara Klein has more.
If everything was stripped away from me and I had no other support that I could see or appreciate, I would still paint. I would still be doing that.
That was a video about the African-American artist Jacob Lawrence, made by the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. It is one of many videos on Art Babble. As you watch a video on this website, a list of other videos appears nearby. The list is a suggestion of videos related to the one you are watching. Art Babble describes itself as a place where everyone is invited to join the discussion. You do not have to have a college degree in art. Art Babble was created by the Indianapolis Museum of Art in Indiana. This museum invited other art organizations to add videos to the site. They include the New York Public Library, the Smithsonian American Art Museum in Washington, D.C., and the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art. Until now, you could see art videos on museums' websites or on YouTube. But there was no website that was only about art videos. You can see videos about modern artists, like Jenny Holzer.
My work might be like theater in that I hope there's an audience. There's a reason I'm anonymous in my work. I like to be absolutely out of view and out of earshot.
Or you can see how experts place art in a museum exhibit.
Yes. Okay. One, two, three, out.
One video by the Art Institute of Chicago shows a group of workers very carefully moving and hanging a huge painting by the French artist Henri Matisse.
Okay, let's get this after.
Another shows a museum guard answering the hundreds of questions he receives every day from visitors. One page of the website lists videos by subject. They include Chinese art, graphic design, sculpture, and photography. One expert at the Art Institute of Chicago described Art Babble as a giant leap forward for museums and for web users. He said it offers a modern new way to share high-quality videos with a large group of people interested in art.
Our listener question this week comes from Jenny Meng in China. She wants to know the meaning of the term yellow journalism. The terms yellow journalism and yellow press are not used much anymore. They mean a kind of news reporting that uses an emotional style and personal opinion. Yellow newspapers also used a lot of pictures and included things like reduced price coupons for theater and rail tickets. There also were games, prize puzzles, and lots of advertisements. Sometimes yellow newspapers would also make up exciting news stories and false interviews to increase sales. The term yellow journalism started in the late 1890s. A fierce media war was going on between two major newspaper publishers in New York. One was Joseph Pulitzer, who owned the New York World. The other, William Randolph Hearst, owned the New York Journal. Joseph Pulitzer's paper had a longer history than Mr. Hearst's. William Randolph Hearst wanted his newspaper to be as popular. He began to take reporters and editors from the New York World to work for his paper. Mr. Hearst also took a cartoonist from Mr. Pulitzer's paper. R.F. Outcult drew Hogan's Alley, a well-loved cartoon with a character dressed in yellow and called the Yellow Kid. Joseph Pulitzer hired another cartoonist and told him to begin drawing another yellow kid. The media war between Hearst and Pulitzer became a fight between the yellow kids. As a result, that style of news reporting came to be called yellow journalism. Historians say the yellow press was so powerful it helped push the United States into war with Spain in 1898. W. Joseph Campbell is a communications professor at American University in Washington, D.C. He has written 4 books about journalism, including Yellow Journalism, Puncturing the Myths, Defining the Legacies. Mr. Campbell writes that William Randolph Hearst did not think that reporters should be neutral. He believed in a so-called journalism of action. The publisher thought the press had a duty to place itself into stories to right wrongs where it could. Mr. Campbell says the most dramatic example of this was the freeing of a Cuban political prisoner. Mr. Hearst sent a reporter to Cuba in 1897 to secretly rescue 19-year-old Evangelina Cisneros from a prison in Havana. The plan worked, and it was big news for the New York Journal. The Dave Matthews Band returns with their first CD since the death of band member Leroy Moore. The saxophonist died a year ago in a vehicle accident at the age of 46. Leroy Moore was one of the founding members of the band. The new CD, Big Whiskey and the Gru Grux King, is named in his honor. And it opens with the sound of his sax. June Sims has more. Thank you.
Brooks is the opening track on the Dave Matthews Band's new CD. It is the band's seventh studio album and the first without Leroy Moore, whom they called Grugrux King. He took part in the early recording sessions for the album, but most of the album was recorded after his death. The South African-born Dave Matthews is the driving force behind the band. Carter Beaufort plays drums. Stefan Lessard plays bass. Boyd Tensley plays the violin. Matthews put all the pieces of the band together like a well-designed puzzle. Now, with Leroy Moore gone, a piece of the puzzle is missing. Moore's sax work can be heard on this song, Lying in the Hands of God. Big Whiskey and the Grugrux King is the band's fifth album to enter the Billboard magazine's album chart at number one. Dave Matthews told Billboard that if this is the last album he ever makes, he hopes it is the only album that people listen to. We leave you with the album's first single, Funny the Way It Is.
Lying in the park on a beautiful day, sunshine in the grass and the children play, sirens passing, fire engine red, someone's house is burning down on a day like this. The evening comes and we're hanging out on the front step and the car goes by with the windows rolled down and that war song is playing. Why can't we be friends? Someone is screaming and crying in the apartment upstairs.
I'm Mario Ritter. I hope you enjoyed our program. It was written by Dana DeMonge, June Sims, and Katie Weaver, who was also our producer. For transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our programs, go to voaspecialenglish.com. You can also comment on our programs and send us questions. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Standing on a bridge, watch the water passing underneath. It must have been much harder when there was no bridge, just water. Now the world is small. There, looking down.